Now, when I did leave home this morning, I thought to myself, there's something I must ask you today, which I've been meaning to ask you for a few weeks, because as I leave home, I tend to get almost attacked by cats. Because there's a couple of little, I think they're homeless cats, who tend to mug me for food and little snippets and so on and so forth. And it suddenly made me remember about the problem we had with cats on your roller coaster last year. And I thought, I must ask for an update on that situation. So what is there anything going on there?
Last year we did sterilise around 50 cats, in fact, and different cats received treatments, etc. That the work was based really on a voluntary basis, and we had a lot of help from the Association of Little Pot, who were helping to catch the cats and then bring the cages to the town hall, or eventually even bring the cages over to San Bartolomé, where the official
sanctuary is.
So yesterday the veterinary from San Bartolomé from the sanctuary came to see me, together with somebody from the health department, because really it is that falls under the Department of Health, to update me a little bit as well on the different what they call cat colonies, colonias de gatos. We will try to make to sensibilize a little bit the population, the citizens, because especially in places like Agua Marina, of course, the cats, that always has two sides. There is the side of those people who love those little cats and go and feed them, and there is the other side of those who do live there and do not really want those cats to be there. What we really do apply to everybody is, please stop putting their human food.
Okay.
Human food, wet food, rests of paella, unfortunately, with the little plastic plates, etc., who are flying around, because the cats do not necessarily like this kind of food. Once it's lying there in the sun for a few hours or a day, the cats certainly will not touch it anymore.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of other animals and insects, etc., are attracted. So it really does create a health problem. We will have the support again, so we can start again with the same as we had last year, and we also would ask everybody to not dump little kittens, etc. We have to try to control this area a little bit, and unfortunately we have seen there are young cats again who did not appear just by themselves, and so the whole procedure starts from zero again, but we do really hope in cooperation from citizens or visitors as well.
Okay. I mean, there's many different associations who try and find homes for a lot of the cats and the kittens. As the cats get older, there's the saying of the cuteness factor. As the cats get older, people are less likely to adopt them once they've lost the cuteness factor of the kittens.
Yes.
And it becomes increasingly difficult to home cats. So there's not a lot that they can do. But they do try tirelessly to try and find homes for as many as they can, although it's a challenge for them to do so. But the crucial thing in terms of feeding the cats, if you're going to, is dry food, the pellets, and that's it, really. Not certainly not human food, and not even wet cat food. Just dry food.
Yes, just dry cat food.
Yeah.
Because the health part of it, and also the sanitary, the dirt problem is an impact as well. I mean, it's a very nice paseo. I can fully understand there are nice urbanizations in just in front of it, and if you imagine, it's very easy to bring there something and to throw it. I have seen a lady using wet cat food out of a tin, and then she just throw the tin over there.
Right.
So really, please at least take your mess with you.
And these tins and I suppose plastic and bags, they get left behind. Some of them end up in the sea, and that has an impact on the marine life. And we get countless loggerhead turtles who become endangered because of what they're consuming, because they see something floating in the sea and think, oh, that looks tasty, and don't realise it's a big piece of plastic.
Yes.
And it has huge impacts on the whole ecosystem. Just a little bit of inconvenience.
I mean,
to take it home.
If we feed our animal at home, I'm sure we do not just throw the tin and the plastic bag in our front yard. So we should consider this promenade in Agua Marina and other places as well, not necessarily this promenade. We should consider our surrounding as our front yard and behave the way we should behave at home.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.